Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 25th and the whole week ahead. Well, the Sun conjunct Venus and it falls in your third house makes you Mr. or Ms. Popularity. There is so much popularity coming from this and you don't have to do a thing, just turn up. Go on a charm offensive. Do whatever you like. But I tell you what, people will embrace you. You can get away with blue murder now, because people just love you. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury linked to your ruling planet Uranus is great stuff. Remember what I said yesterday, you've got this huge popularity streak running through you now. Put Mercury and Uranus together and you have got the kind of mind that turns people on. A sexy mind. Is that possible? Yes, because you've got it. And what really, really brings out the best in you now is the ability to be able to impress people just by being you. Here's your Monday stars. The link between Mars and Neptune makes this a potent and powerful time for you to deal with anything domestic or homebound. So if there's certain things that you need to do, and especially if you need a new bed, I know that sounds strange, but Mars Neptune is about sleep. And if you've been suffering in your sleep, it may well be because you're not in the most comfortable place. So anything that connects you with sleep and relaxation, you need to bring into your home. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a new moon in Aries, and for the next couple of weeks, you are in a good position, Aquarius, now to do all the things you want to do by changing your everyday life. Sick of the normal ruts and routines? I bet you are, because I know I can be too. And that's why the next 2 weeks, it's time for change. Ring in the changes now by doing new things, mixing with new people, and altering your everyday life. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury's link to your traditional ruler Saturn is lovely. Now, this is thinking hard and long about your future. Yesterday, the new moon said over the next couple of weeks, there are changes that need to be made as you kick over the traces of the past and move on. And now what you've got with Mercury Saturn is doing something new, but laying the foundations too. Learning, study, mixing with people who are clever, who are expert, is part of the way forward now. Here's your Thursday stars. I don't like Jupiter square Pluto because it is corrupt. And that's why you've got to be so careful. I'm assuming that you are whiter than white. If not, think on. But otherwise, be warned and be wary of people who are corrupting. Because if you are mixing with the wrong people now, you could end up, well, going down the wrong road and it will do you no good at all. And here's your Friday stars. Mercury moves into Taurus and this for you means changes within the home and family context, but with younger people. Mercury normally means teenagers or if you're particularly old, people younger than you. But Mercury is also mobility. So I expect over the next couple of weeks, you will be getting visitors or phone calls or connections with other people who want to come visit. Or you could receive an invitation to visit them. Off you go.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.